Rise Live, April 15th, 2007. And the Truckers Truck Out is supposed to be on April 23, 24, and 25. And again, you can contact them at www.saveamericafund.org. And you can proceed on the levels that are necessary to give them support. But there's a lot more that's going to happen with this issue. And I'm interested in the fact that we've developed a mindset, it's my personal opinion, that's locked into greed, corruption, and takeoffs of the people that are protected in these gated communities in this country. They made theirs, and that's the way they see it. And I'm sorry to say it that way, but not really. I mean every word of it. There are various ways that you can be defeated in the world. Most of the time, there are other ways that you can win in the world. It's always based upon the idea of ideology, what you believe, how you believe it. You take the Armenians. You don't think that water doesn't have anything in them. There's got a Germanic. Germanic, G-E-R-M-U-K, Germanic, and this is a mineral water from the town of Germanic, and the Armenians have been drinking this for a long time. But the FDA has told the Americans last month to stop drinking 5 brands of imported Germanic water because of unsafe levels of arsenic. And what happened in the ethnic conclaves, it's called, of Glendale in North Hollywood, California, the Armenians defended the mineral water of their homeland, proudly saying they have continued to drink Germanic. Some even stocked up on it immediately after news of a warning before it was pulled from the store shelves. How many years have Armenians been drinking it? And suddenly it's no good, says Kazar Misopranin, owner of the Dream Bakery. His customers murmuring as it is the best mineral water in the world. Small little riot in Glendale in North Hollywood that goes on as we speak. And January, March, April 10th was the first release of this, and the FDA had pulled that off. Now, you don't think that water doesn't have any meaning in terms of ethnic groups. It does. Always has and always will, because it's biblically connected, it's historic, it's part of the culture, and what the people believe. And here is where the point is. It's about the ideas of things. It's how people believe things and how much knowledge they wish to attach to certain things. It's like the Supreme Court ruling, in unanimous ruling about the use of the Patriot Act. Now, we need to defend America. There's nothing wrong with defending America. But what happens if you integrate out what the Patriot Act is really a good thing if you look at it correctly. If we were looking at 1940s mentality, it's a good thing. I mean, we're trying to protect against people that can actually harm us. And there's no kidding yourself. People want to harm us. But it's the way they write these opinions. They have close to the introduction of the concepts of things that give you the feeling that it's not the court anymore. It's like sustainable development or Agenda 21 or some kind of concept that they're trying to deal with that just looks different. And I'm not criticizing the Supreme Court. I'm not criticizing the whole concept of the Patriot Act. But why is it the Patriot Act looks like sustainable development writings from city councils and board of supervisors in towns across America? It's a question I put to you. Read it. Read what they write in these city councils. You'll see what I mean. We'll see you at the other end of the break, and we'll carry on.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
This is Parker Pathways, and it's April 15th, year 2007. And the call-in number is 800-313-9443. And I wanted to carry back on the issue of the concepts of the Patriot Act. The Title V of the Patriot Act reads, removing obstacles in investigating terrorism. And paragraph B in Title V, he says, it qualifies the federal terrorism offenses as meriting DNA identification and analysis. I'm going to spend some time. I'm not going to tip off when I'm going to do it, but it's an extraordinary subject in terms of how that protects America. But at the same time, I want to present it in the other concepts of how medicine is being conducted and how we see the idea of things. If you're in another country and you have a religious belief that your nirvana is different than the nirvana that comes under the Judeo-Christian beliefs, you wouldn't be supportive of research of stem cell. Or what is the is going to be our future medicine, which is called regenerative medicine, where you grow organs from your own cells. Excuse me. And this very exquisite medicine that's coming out. through genetics, it has to do with customized molecular treatments rather than people taking toxic drugs for cancers or for other things like ocular degenerations of the eye, ocular meaning eye, of course. So we don't have time on this Parker pathway to go into many of these things. A lot of people that are on air superficially may talk about some of these things that touch base on the side of the cracker. They take a little bite nipple of the mouse, you know, and act like they know what they're doing, but they don't know what they're doing. And I said it last show, and I was told, like, better not say it this show. The station didn't say that, but there are people who say, you can't talk that way to people. You might insult them. I said, it's about time. It's about time we insult. It's about time we wake up people to find out what the Supreme Court's doing, what the city council are doing, what medicine's doing, and what we're doing to try to make things better against people trying to make things not work. And this is the whole point. For instance, you have here a very serious situation of a family of yeast called Cryptococcus gattii, G-A-T-T-I-I. This is the first time they've ever been discovered in the wild, transmitted through water and air. These particular Cryptococcus gattii are causing problems of mammals in the sea to get pneumonia with organs swollen by what are called strange flower-like tumors. This is what's happening to humans that the professions don't want to tell you. Where did this concept of the organism get from Australia, which is where this fungus grows on trees, ends up in Vancouver Island? And there are people who have been researching this for some time. And how did it get from Australia through water, air, and to humans? Through the pneumonia, where the immune system is already weak in some people, which I've talked about, particularly in AIDS and particularly in chloramine ingested water. And I have a clear picture of how this was done. And when I get ready, I'll talk about it. Won't be this show, because what we're going to be talking about, I have to cover parts of the show that I couldn't cover on the first half hour of my show. But I'm going to tell you this. It has a lot to do with the concept of genetics, change of genetics, and the way we see how we want to treat people, who gets treated, who doesn't. If you take a look at the history, and I go back again to the history of how people thought about health care, we talk about health care now like it's some kind of right, like water's a right, but we have no right to vote on it. Health's a right, according to the people that come here to this country. And they say, well, this is, you know, it's a right. If you look at the Depression-era documents that were now coming to light, first time coming to light after all these years, and how Franklin Delano Roosevelt, who was president, he knew about it, but he dropped the issue so he wouldn't derail the Social Security Act. And then the doctors created their private health insurance plans and rural medical groups. And then that Form Aid, the HMOs, in the 70s and the middle of the 80s. And now we have medical retainers that I talked about on the last show. And it was not possible for people to afford medical care. If you look at these documents, if you lived in that era, there was no way you had the document that I read is from 1918 to 1929. It was 7.6% of the family's budget for any kind of medical care went to 13%. A week in the hospital cost more than most workers made in a month. Health insurance didn't exist, and the only option was to pay out of pocket. And then after 1932, on the Depression, no one could afford it. So the hospitals were empty, and so in 1927, of course, a high-powered committee of doctors started conducting the first medical census. And then, of course, that got laid over after the Social Security Act was passed. None of these conditions, there were some serious issues concerning how people thought about health care. These health care systems never allowed for the advancements that we have now. And that time is, of course, with genetic engineering, which is developing our new medicine. And, of course, we had animal drug tests as the only way to develop any kind of system that where we could determine the fact that there could even be drugs for medicine. On top of that layer now, we have things like the Patriot Act, and the Homeland Security systems, which we need because of an ideology. Layered within the mix of animal drug tests, layered within the dangerous biological agents that are out there that can kill us. And they're implemented by people who have a different ideology. Like the diseases that have the highest priority right now. And I am adamant about this. It's anthrax, it's botulism, it's plague, it's smallpox, it's tularemia, viral hemorrhagic fevers. But what is it that we have a cryptococcus that's in porpoises and also in whales? In fact, they're studying up there in British Columbia the outspout of whales to get their fluid that's coming from their lungs. They're trying to capture when the whale comes up this. They have the little spurt that comes up, that's that fluid coming out of them, to analyze that water that's been in their body. What are they testing for? I know what they're testing for. And I've been talking about it. You can read a lot about it. Chloramine causes collateral health damage, which is on the homepage of republicbroadcasting.org. Click that on. Get yourself a starter kit and come aboard and ask me any kind of question you like. And I come and put this to the whole process of this. I'm very pleased that the forensic science law system has adapted my term from collateral health damage, bioaccumulation. When I first went on the show with Rick Adams a long time ago, and it was RBN, I was talking about the principles of toxicology, and they've adopted in the forensic expert witness in law on the metabolism and detoxification of enzymes in the body, bioaccumulation, which was my term. And the paragraph from the legal documents that will be adopted for all courts is called excretion from the body can occur through a variety of different routes, primarily the gastrointestinal tract for unabsorbed agents and for compounds excreted in bile and the urine for water. Different compounds are excreted, metabolized, and metabolized at different rates, which is what I've been talking about with all of these bromides and iodic acids in our drinking water that help form tumors. There is particular concern about chemicals that persist or bioaccumulate in the human body or the general environment. I can be quoted in court. That's a real advance, and I'm proud of it. I'll see you on the end of the break, my listeners. 800-313-9443.
Thank you. Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
This is Barker Pathways, April 15th, 2007. Call-in number is 800-313-9443. The first half of my show was another date, so I'm really on air. It's this live show. And I just want to make some comments here about animal drug testing. There are goods and bads and so forth and in-betweens, but about animal drug testing. But before regulators can really approve any kind of drug, it's typically tested on animals, and usually starts out with first a rodent, then a non-rodent. And then, of course, by the end of the process, there are mice, then the pigs, rabbits, dogs, monkeys, and then there are other animals that are used and have genetic and immunological comparisons to humans. The animal tests, of course, they have a broad aspect of the effects of any kind of drug. If it hadn't been for diabetic dogs in 1921, we wouldn't have insulin. We would not know how insulin would help in terms of diabetics. But the issue that I've come up with is the year 2003, when I first came out with chloramine, the concept and how it changed the brain, the neurotoxicity of the brain of the F-113 rat, which is a highly sophisticated bred rat for research, for medical research, and how it changed the neurotoxicity of the brain stem cell. And then the other studies done on humans was done at a jump 2 years later on the effect of osteomyelitis liver tumors in mice. The study that was done, it was called dose-response relationships of carcinogenic chemicals acting as a radical mechanism in hepatocytes, and hepatocytes, of course, the cells of the liver. And this was a concept, the production of chemical free radicals in the presence of certain chemicals in the water, certain tetrachlorides, chloroform, and tetrachloric acetic acid were the ones that were studied first. And they were responsible in mouse, line B6C3F1, for the introduction of liver tumors. That study was done in 1997. That's been taken off any kind of search, on any kind of literature search. It's been closed off. It was the reason that mouse line is very important, because the B6C3F1 I've used, and I used when I first started in cancer research, it's the most sophisticated bred mouse for cancer that you can find. And they knew then in 1997 that the trihalomethane concentration in water caused liver tumors. They first did the mouse. But on February 1st, on that first week out, that was the announcement that President Bush signed that executive order, that the information for the EPA and the FDA, that information used by those directors, was now under his jurisdiction. And, of course, there was the authorization out of closing 7 EPA libraries to the public and 2 even to some of their own scientists. Barbara Boxer had a hearing on this. I don't know. I don't want to comment until later, but I have other comments about the outcomes of these things. This is big, serious business, and it's as big as the discussion of the Iraqi war, because what you're talking about, and I'm getting back again to the ideology systems that have to confront the bureaucracies and the people in those bureaucracies that make these decisions that affect millions of people and their outcomes, the suppression of information, the development of new kinds of ways to implement the information based on laws that actually are smokescreens for the protection of the people. It really is not the protection of the people. The recent development in DNA, this DNA study came under the Patriot Act. And this was one where canines, or, you know, the gene for dog size would determine by DNA, would have a human corollary. And the gene was IGF-1. It has a defect in the form of a gene associated with small mice and the unusual case of any tiny person. And the gene itself, it works on its own pathway enzyme system, but it's regulated by an outside enzyme within the liver again. So I remember talking about this gene in the year 2003, how I felt how important this was for diabetes. And the gene IGF-1, which affects size of breeds of dogs, is a blueprint for an insulin-like growth factor, which kind of plays a role in human growth, cancer, diabetes type 2, and skeletal diseases. I'll go back on this, and we'll talk about this the other end of the break, how this implements into our daily life.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com. Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits. No increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com is a global opportunity.
This is Parker Pathways. Dr. Wynn Parker, and we're live April 15th, year 2007. I was going in the idea of how this particular gene determining the size of dogs is really a blueprint for a protein that's insulin-like growth factor. And this plays a role in the human growth, and also as this is implicated in cancer and certain skeletal diseases. This particular work is extraordinarily important. It's been worked on for some time. I remember, as I said, bringing this up in the year 2003, but I was interrelating it to a transfer of information to humans. And now it's being exposed in this other way. In fact, I noticed some of my own wording in this April 6th, what do we call sneak memos from the government and the FDA. Then why would this come under the Patriot Act? Where they've analyzed genetic samples, they used 3,241 dogs from 143 breeds, and each one of these dogs had the same altered sequence of this gene. So this is determination of growth factors, insulin-like growth factors, human growth, cancer, and a certain types of skeletal diseases. Several I would go into later if I had the time. Now, the process by which you would look at that and you say, oh, little pooch, I want to really know about that. Why would that information all of a sudden be taken off by the executive order concept of shutting off information used by decision makers at the FDA and the EPA and be under the jurisdiction of the President of the United States? I have many answers to that, which I won't go into and will not talk about until I'm ready to talk about it. But the whole point is that we have other studies that are out of the loop of information, and the whole idea of bromides and chlorinated disinfection byproducts on an individual basis does have geographic outcomes and effect, and can cause cancer and birth defects in different geographical areas. In fact, the first study that was done was called socioeconomic variation of populations. And that work has been totally hidden and pressed away from public view as of last year. But what we have here are the crossovers of the kinds of new types of medicine, regenerative medicine, and new corporations and new developments, most of them foreign-owned, which gets me back to the beginning of the last hour, where I was talking about this town by San Luis Obispo, California, going to the mat to the city council and the board of supervisors and saying, we don't want the UN to have our oil reserve on our rangeland and water reserves on our rangeland. And it goes back to the decision of the advisory committee of the United Nations having control of what these resources are and mentioning specifically some of these genes. And I talked about this last year, and I was talking about the ownership of your body. If you Parker Pathway people remember this, my listeners, I think, would remember this, where I was discussing in two shows how the body is sectioned out, who owns what, how they own it, and they really do. Take a look at a protein system called EIF2A. Now, this is a mutated gene that increases memory. This also was snuck under the door through research fellows, and I've known about this gene. It's been researched a lot, but no one has pinpointed it. And if a human had the same mutation of the E1F2A, you would have a memory that you couldn't believe. And there would be, to get the same memory enhancement effect in humans is what this particular gene study is all about. And this would have great implications for Alzheimer's patients. We wouldn't cure Alzheimer's is one of the statements that was written on the margin of this particular research that I reviewed. But you can rescue memory. That's the way I see it. This was done on rodents, just as I was talking about. It's the first sequence. The EPA has discarded any kind of effect of the memory system from chlorinated water that they knew about in the 1950s that affected memory. In fact, that was the first study on the animals on the neurotoxicity of the brain, which I mentioned on the last hour. And this comes under Rule 2 that the EPA has said it doesn't fit their model. They have no intention of researching these other systems that will trigger these particular genes. Now, that also has been wiped off the table. Now, Why would that come under the United Nations purview? I have ideas about that, and I'll talk about it when I'm ready, as I said. So I have a lot to talk about when I get my full two-hour show. I'll bang it out. And in the process of this, I'm going to tip you off as to these corporations that have a lot at stake of what I've been talking about. Now, there's a company called Geron, G-E-R-O-N, and they have developed an on-demand embryonic stem cell system where they can regenerate processes of organs and cells. And this has great implications in terms of the cell that they've isolated for human, for developing human stem cells. They had a story, I think, on television just a few days ago about a woman who signed over in her clinical trial for stem cell regeneration of her nerve system, and she couldn't walk, and now she's at least able to take a step. Their cell is GRNOPCI. That is their embryonic stem cell. It's called Geron oligodendrocyte progenitor cell, and it's the cell oligodendrocyte progenitors. Progenitor means the beginning cell. Dendrocyte means the cell of the nerve. The oligo means the chemical moiety that causes the other connections of this dendrite. That one product will end up being millions and millions of dollars, more than millions of dollars of development of gene signals that will regenerate nerves. And, of course, the people it will help is astounding. The other company that I want to tell you about is Sky Pharma. They have a drug delivery system that I think is looking over their intellectual property. They have a product they call Foradil, and this is very good for asthma, and it's got more than advanced on asthma. I'm very impressed with it. There's another company called Matrix Initiatives, and this has proprietary drug delivery systems, and this is these delivery systems are also incredibly important for all of our development of allergy and sinus products that have gone through the cracks. But this particular advancement is extraordinary for allergy and sinus products. Matrix Initiative. They have a product called Nasal Comfort, and it has a high, it has a line level, it's called, of sodium chloride, but it's it changes the chemistry very nicely. I'm very impressed with it. There's another company called Biosphere Medical, and they have bioengineered microsphere technology. Microspheres are ultra-microscopic spheres that have been coated with various polymers that can determine, in this case, benign uterine fibroids. And this is very important because this blocks the blood supply in malignant primary liver cancers. And this particular microsphere is directly related to what I've been talking about with these liver cancers that are formed in animals, which the EPA says, well, the animal models don't extrapolate to humans. In other words, all of a sudden they relied on them in 1996 on the chlorinated water, and at the same time they said, well, no, it doesn't affect humans, and denying the animal model, which is the very basis of medical genetic testing, which has been in medicine since 1927, that moment of time that I keep talking about, when the family didn't have any health insurance, and they were already thinking that there may be something to this, but they did not have the technology and to be able to develop these things. And, of course, this was developed some time ago as a six-year-old breakthrough. But why would that come under government protection? There's another company which I have analyzed out a little bit of their intellectual properties of Halozyme Therapeutics. Halozyme has a recombinant human enzyme for drug delivery, which can be effective for infertility. And this is a very highly specialized regenerative medicine concept. Infertility, I talked about that in the studies for the contaminated water and trial methanes. There have been extraordinary studies of Swan Report that I talked about, where it was shown that if you drink 9 cups in those days, the same kind of thing of tap water, well, the tap, 9 glasses a day for 6 weeks, that woman would be infertile. And they've hidden that Swan Report. I've taken a lot of heat for exposing that, and that's been taken off the table so nobody can really analyze that in the public domain. The other is the Scholar Pharma is a company which has a controlled delivery technology. And this, the drug delivery technologies are extremely important because they're being made for specific parts of the body rather than going through the cytotoxic kinds of chemotherapies that are going on today. And it's very sophisticated. I'm impressed with what's called the ionic strength of the molecule. These are what are called these new drugs, which are called nutraceutical. And nutraceuticals are very important. I think that they're made from various forms of gel products from plants, which are converted to a chemical, change the pH, and then formulate it. Very sophisticated. I'm very high on them. They can be used. It prevents really using chemotherapy and radiation-related nausea and vomiting problems that Scholar Pharma has developed. The other company that I have analyzed on is in their intellectual property is Aspen Biopharma. And they have developed drugs and diagnostic for animals and humans, including they have an extraordinary, just exquisite human appendicitis blood test. I'm just excited about this. And a lot of appendicitis systems are in medical school. You learn about how to diagnose appendicitis. But this is appendicitis has changed, pneumonia's changed. All of these things have mutated in a different way, and now we have X-rays and CAT scans that look like dolphins' lungs. How in the world did that happen? Remember, I mentioned that in the last hour. And it's too bad I don't have the time to go into it. But I will, when I'm ready. The other company is Elite Pharmaceuticals, and this is oral released pharmaceuticals, and it licensed products with. They're a time release company, really, and they have a product that is called Lodrain 24. It's an antihistamine, and it's about the best there is right out there right now. It's on prescription at the moment, but it'll come out in the public domain very soon. I'm very high on that product. I think there's another one that's Hemisphere Technologies. And this also specializes in therapeutic molecules that are degraded, and they're poorly absorbed in the gastrointestinal tract. And this drug delivery system is the use of synthetic chemical compounds to make the intestine absorb these drugs in a way where you don't have the toxic side effects of chemotherapy. Exquisite work, exquisite work. and then, of course, we have the... Cortex Pharmaceuticals that develop neurological and psychiatric disorder delivery drugs for depression. This compound, amikine, is a name, is a generic product of a product they developed earlier, but this is to treat neurodegenerative effects of aging and disease like Alzheimer's and anxiety disorders. And this is just absolutely exquisite. It's a novel therapy. It's apocaine compounds. These apocaine compounds increase the strength of the signals to the connections between the nerve systems and the brain. And here is the point that I'll end with. This regulates the protein glutamate. GLUTAMATE is glutamate, but glutamine is one of the side products which is affected by the contaminated food and water that we have in our bodies. I think that this particular company will be very forthright in the development for treating attention disorders with these compounds. And it may, and here's where it gets very exciting, I think they're heading in the right direction for treating Huntington's disease. Right now that's in animal studies again. And so the government designs one kind of test that doesn't fit their model. But at the same time, this other aspect may fit their model, but they're not testing, so they leave it in the private sector. 10% of all these companies that I gave you have foreign investment, real foreign investment. And who are they? The ones that run the superhighway. We'll come back on the other end of the break and close off our show.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
This is Parker Pathways, Dr. Wynn Parker, and I want to put forth the idea that we need to have in this country an initiative, which I'm promoting in terms of national initiative. I call it the toilet to tap to table initiative. Concept that what you get out of the tap, where it comes from the toilet, circulates out, goes to your table. And the whole thing comes down to it that every university, every dean of medical school will be against it. Every attorney general of the states that don't have initiatives will be against it. And that's good enough for me. And I've been on this for some time. You don't want recycled water in your irrigation system. You don't want people making decisions as to about where eminent domain is being used indirectly through the United Nations. You don't want the major aquifers of the United States of America, which is now called the North American continent, to be used and under the aegis of Spain as a toll road. And you don't want your farmland being taken by planned urban developers who have no qualms of taking thousands of acres in this country, building units so people can feel happy looking at the mountains or looking at the desert, while our country gets the water depletion, the concept of depletion in there, and then have the green people come along and say, well, we have to go green. That's the latest politic, and this is what they're promoting. Green is a good idea for the saving a lot of things that have to do with what we eat and drink. But the whole point is it's a plan to control the groundwater system under sustainable development. Trust me, we need to do something about the planet. We need to do something about ourselves, but we first have to start at the battle line in that city council room. In America, the green agenda is about 49%. The brown agenda, they call it, that's what I call it, is ermine, you know, air particulates, pollution, child mortality, drinking water, contamination, having adequate sanitation. And the average of both of these concepts of greens and browns is about 75% in America as a part of a thinking. So the whole process here is we have to develop, as I opened up on the show, an ideology. We have to make it a religion that is not just green. We have to balance out the brown and green thinking against what's medicine, what's corporation, and what do we own, if anything. And we have to decide that on the battle line that we have an input in the United States of America Constitution before the Constitution is completely derigged by ideologies from other countries. And this is the battle line. It's what you see right there in front of you. The whole thing, when you drink water every day, you're drinking life. And without that life, we have nothing. Dedicating this show to Sandy, who is one of those warriors doing her battle. Thank you, Parker Pathway listeners. We're going to build the structure of all of these, each one of these shows. And be prepared. Be prepared, because I'm setting it up. And I'm setting it up for you. No other talk show host is going to take it on. And we support for real republicbroadcasting.org. I want to thank my producer, Manny, for getting this on air. And liberty and justice for all. And thank you very much, Parker Pathway listeners, for your emails, letters, and support. God bless all of you. Bye-bye. It's true.